Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Hebrews chapter 8, we were taught that the liberty that we're given in the New Testament is not the liberty to do what we please, but the liberty to be free from sin. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
But now listen to this from Galatians 5, beginning with verse 13. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh. You see, in no way are we justified by the flesh. Liberty in the New Testament is not ever applied by the Holy Spirit to the flesh. It's always to the Spirit to have power from sin and the flesh. So he says, only use not your liberty as for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, and take heed that ye be not consumed one of another, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are the contrary, the one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. You see, some flesh is not adultery and blatant vile sin. Sometimes those lusts of the flesh are gossip, wrath, anger, and things of that nature. Then he goes on to say, but if you're led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Now, here's a list. Here's a list. Do you really want to apply liberty to the list here that I'm going to give you? That he says, don't do? And say, we have the liberty to do it? Or is liberty applied to the Spirit that is free from these things? Well, he says, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, which means no restraint, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations. That's when you emulate the world. Maybe it's through a jealousy or whatever, but a lot of churches do this. They try to emulate the music of the world that they might get the crowd to come to them. Emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings. That's the guy that might be a social drinker, party-type guy, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. Now understand that that list of the fruit of the Spirit does not reek in any way of the flesh. It does not love the flesh and does not find joy and peace in the flesh. Now listen to verse 24 here of Galatians 5. And they that are Christ have, listen to this next word, crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. You think of Christ on a cross being crucified. We are to crucify the flesh with its affections and lusts. It says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. If we're saved, let us also walk, live accordingly. Never, never, never use liberty or grace to justify lasciviousness, rock and roll, and whatever else is of the flesh. As preachers who use it to justify divorce, drinking, and whatever other actions they take. You see, most people agree with the words that we've just read here. Boy, they hate the application. For example, these same people say, oh, yes, yes, we're against this, we're against that. Yeah, yeah, we agree with you on this. Liberty has nothing to do with the lust of the flesh, okay? Then would you stand against the ladies wearing mini skirts and those tops that reveal parts of their anatomy that's only meant for their husbands? Well, then, you see, you see the words, you agree with the words, but you don't really understand the words. The Holy Spirit is unable to give you understanding, you see, because your heart has hardened. That's why churches accept rock music and they lower standards, because they don't really want to crucify the flesh. Again, the flesh is never under liberty. Don't confuse free will with the word liberty. Now that leads us to the final major subpoint, the better conditions of verses 10 through 13. Now in verse 10 he says, "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people." Now as we look there, we see that this verse is pregnant with food for the soul's contemplation. Their soul shall be a table and a transcript of the law of God. Think of that. What more could be said in 1,000 volumes than is comprehended in those few words? I will be to them a God. Now that promise from God is telling us that it is God Himself who first founds the relation. He first loved us and then fills it up with grace suitable and sufficient, and then helps us to fill up the measure with the duty of love. The old covenant was written on tables of the stone, and it was a miraculous thing because the finger of God wrote it. But the new is written on the tables of the heart and mind. As the Holy Spirit takes up eternal abode at the new birth and thereby making us God's people. A heart open to Jesus will be occupied instantaneously by Him. My friend, He doesn't have to be begged or coaxed into the heart that pants after Him. And it should humble the heart of any believer that we are God's people, His children. What a blessing, as 1 John 3 points out, to be called the children of God. He says, I will put my laws into their mind. The Greek has the idea of I will put it there and it's there to stay. But the laws of God are contrary to the flesh. That is why one who in faith receives Him is also understanding. He is turning over his heart and mind to Christ for complete cleansing. We call that repentance on the believer's part, although it is Christ who does the work of cleansing. I'm reminded of Romans 8:31 through 33. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Yes, my friend, we have a better condition. And that takes us to verses 11 and 12. In there we read, and they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Now it's interesting that in verse 11 he says, they shall not teach. It is emphatic in the Greek text, with two negatives before the word teach. Now, in English, a double negative makes a positive. But it doesn't do that in the Greek. In the Greek, it makes a double negative makes it an emphatic no, meaning it will not happen. Now, the word neighbor is referring to a fellow citizen. We will no longer witness to a neighbor to tell him about the Lord Jesus Christ, who he is, and how he can save them, because they will all know. But until then, speaking of the millennium, by the way, that is, until then, if you're saved, no matter who you are expected to witness. And you'll give an account one day before God if you don't witness. Ezekiel tells of their blood on our hands if we don't witness. 1 Thessalonians and Daniel 12 speak of the rewards if we do. I believe the blood on our hands is that we'll be seeing them cast into hell, screaming and crying, and knowing we are at fault for not having told them the way of salvation. And we'll see the loss of reward. We're rewarded if we do. But then seeing our personal responsibility of having not witnessed, we see rewards that are there, taken away. Again, this reminds us of Jeremiah 31:34. They shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them even to the greatest of them, saith the Lord. And I will forgive their iniquity, and I'll remember their sin no more. Now notice, he will be merciful to their unrighteousness, verse 12 tells us. By that, it is meant that he will be merciful to their iniquities. He hath not rewarded us according to our iniquities, we find out in the book of Psalms. Alleviating the consequences is what he will do, or the results of our iniquity, the consequences that come with them. Remember, he paid it all. That's how he alleviates the consequences. Oh, yes, he paid it all, but all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but praise God, he washed it white as snow. Remembering no more in the Greek is called an emphatic future negative. He will never remember it in the future. Praise God for that. The freeness of this pardon does not result from the merit in man, but rather from the mercy in God. The fullness of this pardon extends to all my sin and to all to any man's sin. No man is exempt. He will save them if they'll come to him. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.